And we got a special guest joining us via the telephone today, wildlife technician for the DNR, Bill Rollo in Marquette. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing pretty good.
I appreciate you taking some time to chat here on the air with us today. Now, if I understand this correctly, you've been working the deer check station in Marquette for the last 2 days. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I guess, you know, the real question is what are you seeing coming in?
We're seeing some deer. Yesterday, we checked the opener. We actually checked 6 deer. You know, that comparatively to 2014, we only had one deer brought in on opening day. The deer that I've seen has been, they've actually been pretty healthy, and they've had pretty good body weight.
Have you seen anything significant? You know, that's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, we've had some really nice deer brought in. We haven't seen any does, of course. You know, for example, today we've seen two nice bucks being brought in, you know, from the Nagani, Ishpeming area, and actually, maybe because we're so close to the Marquette, but just southwest of this area, for example, we've seen some good body conditions on the bucks.
Are you talking about like the Arnold, Gwynn, Ralph area, or?
No, actually, just real near Marquette area.
Oh, okay.
There's been reports of an abundant acorn crop.
Yep.
And that seems to translate into better, healthier deer. So the deer that we've weighed at our office seems to be either at the average weight for their age class or slightly above.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the biggest one you've seen in just a second. I do want to mention a couple things. Number one, hey, we're actually having a deer season in the Lake Superior watershed this year. People are actually able to get in the woods.
Yeah, I just remember last year in this area, we had that big snowstorm on November 10th. Deer actually started migrating before November 15th in the area, and that snowstorm dropped to anywhere between 10 and 40 inches of snow. People that were hunting in North Marquette County were actually unable to get to their camps. They weren't able to actually hunt their traditional spots last year. So even though we were below average as far as our numbers go on opening day, you know, our average number of deer checked was 10, and we only checked 6. People are able to get out and hunt. I've heard that people are hearing shots out in the woods, and people are actually, you know, participating in a hunting season in this area.
That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say that this year's successful deer hunter participation patch is one of the cooler ones I can remember.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I appreciate it. They come up with a new one every year. And this one that we've gotten, the hunters I've talked to thinks that they're a pretty good patch.
We're going to save the rest of this conversation for our next Outdoor Report with Bill Rollo, wildlife technician for the DNR in Marquette. And continue talking about the deer that he has checked this year, get into the biggest bucks that he's seen so far, and more in our next Outdoor Report right here, later this hour on the Outdoor Show.